Good morning. They say that Britain is the most surveyed society in the world, the most watched people on planet Earth. We've more CCTV cameras in our streets and public places than any other country. But it's not just that. We have speed cameras on many roads. We have neighbourhood watch schemes, officially and not so officially by nosy neighbours kicking from behind their curtains and their bifocal windows. We have mobile phones taking photographs or video films at any moment, without warning. Whatever we do on the internet, on our computers, can be traced back if necessary. Supermarkets monitor exactly the products which we like to buy, so they can compile a personal, ideal shopping list. I'm sure that my watch watches me and silently nags me to death. And the list goes on and on. So watch out, because you never know just who is watching us at any given moment. But we can take the thought even further. Think of our loved ones who have died, as sitting in the grandstand in heaven, watching over us, cheering us on as we run our lap of life's relay race. Read Hebrews chapter 12 for further details. And a last thought, God is watching us. Now there's a sobering thought to start today with. Actually, it's both a challenge and a comfort. The challenge is, if we really thought that God is watching, we'd never do anything bad. It's only when we forget he's watching that we lapse into wickedness. And the comfort is, when we remember that the God who is watching us is our Heavenly Father, who wants the best for us. He's not watching like a stern judge, but as one who really loves us. And all kids perform much better when Dad is watching their efforts.